This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Inflation is headed in a good direction. For Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. A lot of economic data out this morning to sift through. First off, inflation. Prices rose 0.2% in September, not counting food and energy. That's down a tenth of a percentage point from August. And it means we're making steady progress on inflation coming down. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. He's got some more numbers for us to talk about. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
The extended federal unemployment benefits ran out also in September. Do we have a picture of what that has meant for income, for savings, for anything else in the economy?
We do, and it's absolutely profound. In September, income fell 1%. That's the headline change. That happened despite about $70 billion in income growth from wages, from rents, from interest, and so forth. The loss was in pandemic relief programs, a total loss of almost $300 billion, $295 billion this month at an annual rate. But when you look at what happened to income and consumption, income down 1%, consumption up 0.6%, not surprisingly, that came out of saving, and the savings rate fell. So effectively, what's happened is that savings bubble through the pandemic period has ended this month.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
Cruise company Royal Caribbean releases quarterly results today. As the Delta wave continues to subside and travel to the U.S. is reopening for vaccinated international travelers, what might be in store for the cruise industry this winter season? Marketplace's Carolyn Champlin took a look.
The winter cruise season is a lot about the Caribbean, says Infinity Research analyst Azia Georgieva. And she says ships are ready for vaccinated passengers.
The winter season will probably be a decent season. Not all the ships will be sailing. Not all the passengers that we usually would get would be on board. But it will be a good beginning.
Still, Georgieva says it might be a while until we see the impact of lifted restrictions on international travelers.
Because people book cruise vacations well in advance, so it's not a last-minute decision.
And besides booking the cruise, people have to book flights, says Cornell travel analytics professor Chris Anderson.
I think in the short term, we're probably not going to see a massive spike in cruise demand just because of the delay with, you know, getting reasonable airfares.
He says once airlines get back up to capacity, then cruises might benefit. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, We all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
World leaders gather starting Sunday in Glasgow, Scotland, for the United Nations Global Conference on Climate Change. Some have billed this meeting, also known as COP26, as the last chance to save the planet. For Glasgow, it's a moment to bask in global attention, but that attention may not all be positive. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard filed this report.
This year, COP26 will be proudly hosted in Glasgow.
For the city, the summit is a great opportunity to project itself as a modern, vibrant centre for business and the arts. Trouble is, says Thomas Kerr, head of the Conservatives on the City Council, Glasgow looks like a garbage dump.
Yeah, we have a pretty serious waste crisis in the city. Is what I've described it as. The city is in a pretty dire state. If you come up to Glasgow, you'll see it. It's absolutely, you know, the streets are just a mess.
Trash cans across the city are overflowing, he says, and uncollected food waste has triggered an explosion in the rat population, says Labour opposition leader on the council, Malcolm Cunning.
It has led to concerns both by citizens seeing rats running around, but also by our own council staff who are having to deal with them.
Indeed, collecting trash in the city, he says, has become a hazardous occupation.
Certainly there have been several incidents where our cleansing operatives have been bitten by rats.
And hospitalised. But the leader of the council, Susan Aitken, a member of the Scottish National Party, defended the state of the city. Speaking to a national parliamentary committee this week, she said the rat problem, for example, had been exaggerated.
There was a health and safety incident and an employee was taken as a precaution to hospital for what was very minor contact with a rat.
Glasgow, she insisted, is no dirtier and no more rat-infested than any other major UK metropolis.
All cities have rats. All cities are struggling with this right now during the pandemic.
Nevertheless, Glasgow's trash collectors plan to strike next week over working conditions and pay. And adding further to the city's woes, says Councillor Cunning, bus drivers are planning to walk out too.
Which will make simply getting around the city exceedingly difficult.
This may not matter much to the rest of the world if there's a breakthrough on curbing carbon emissions at COP26. But with the leaders of China, Russia and Brazil all reportedly staying away, hopes on that score are not high. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.